This episode was recorded during a severe thunderstorm. You may hear environmental sounds that don't match the scene description. And now, welcome to St. Paxton.
The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real-play tabletop role-playing experience starring Steph as Claire Carter, Mike as Nicholas Whatley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your Game Master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your Game Master, Veronica.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben, and I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everybody, my name is Fred, and I play Edward Worthington III, and my pronouns are he, him as well.
Hey everyone, Mike Lane here, and I am still playing Nicholas Whatley. My pronouns are he, him.
And my name is Steph, I play Clara Carter, and my pronouns are she, her.
Yeah, and my pronouns are she, her as well.
Nice.
Good job.
That's...
got it.
Just to give that a nice pronoun sandwich.
Yeah.
Whoa!
No, I did not forget to say my pronouns. I specifically wanted to say them right after.
Yeah, Steph. Then you get the she, hers together. It's kind of a nice, like, yeah. Organizational thing. Yeah.
Yes, I get exactly. It. Exactly. Okay, so... everyone, I guess... if you are missing an HP, Ben, you can gain an HP.
All right. Ben. One more and I'm at full health. Almost there. I'm trucking. I'm getting there.
I guess now is the time in which we will do the luck rolls. So in order for you to roll luck, you're going to roll a D100. If you roll under your current luck score, you're going to get 2d10 plus 10 luck points. If you roll over your luck score, you're going to get 1d10 plus 5 luck points. The only reason that you get to roll these luck points is because we have excellent patrons that support us. And our patrons, I mean, like every month, you know, the whole cast is like, V, did we make enough on Patreon to get our luck rolls for
yes.
The month? I'm like, y'all better be thanking your lucky stars because yes, again, we made it. And I want to say a special thank you to Vlad, Jonathan Kant, Martin Old, Campbell Richmond, Petarkus, Bill Sigler, Mike Weber, Taylor Beaver, Scott, Jack Reedy, Jeremiah Toodle, Ben Apperson, Amber Schmidt, Ozymandias, Might Be Kelly, Level 16, Tony Shaloub, TJ, Ashley, Mike, B, Dan, Orlowitz, and Weird Girl. So that's who we have to thank for today's luck rolls. How did those come out for y'all?
Came out.
Are we looking good?
Came out wonderful. I'm 2 points away from being max luck. Oh boy.
Ooh.
Max luck at max
luck. Well, I think our patrons gave me so much luck that I didn't even have to roll it because I'm still at 99.
Whoa.
I was at 96. I am now at 99 as well.
Yeah. I don't think I had to roll anything last time, though.
Don't roll your eyes at us, B.
It's just our wonderful patrons.
Yes.
So... I'm moving up in the world from 2 to...
oh, shit.
15.
Yay. I fucking wish that you had rolled a 1 so oh much. I've never wished that more. Oh, well. Sorry.
It's a weird energy tonight.
It's that Fred.
Tropical depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tropical Depressed Fred has made me sweaty all week.
What a jerk.
I hear that so often.
when you put on a nice floral shirt.
Yeah. Is it damp in here or is it just Fred?
Got my tropical romper on.
Whatley, you find yourself under the hot sun on a homemade wrestling ring in a pool of sticky, congealed blood. Let me know what you do.
As I open my eyes and just kind of flick this goop off of my hand, I'm going to slowly just feel around to make sure that it's not coming from me.
Yeah, you don't feel like it's coming from you.
Okay, in that case, I will slowly try to stand up.
You do so. Your head is pounding. Every time you breathe, it feels like there's just not enough space in your skull for all of the air and all of your brains. I know a lot about hangovers, so.
I will glance around to see where the blood came from.
So you look back and you see the body of Jude, and he is pierced with lots of, well, I wouldn't say piercings. I would call them like stab wounds that you recognize as like shuriken piercings. Now the shurikens are completely gone, but you know this type of injury. You've seen this shit before.
With that, I will just put a hand over my eyes to shield the light, and I will just very slowly walk to the house.
Okay. You get to the house. Let me know what you do.
Once inside, I'm going to get a big glass of water and just pour it over the top of me.
You do this thing.
Now, when I came into this room, it had quite the elaborate setup. Do I still have the mirrored box in my pocket?
You do.
Okay. I would like to pull it out and look at it.
You pull out the mirrored box, and it has lots of bloody fingerprints on it.
I would like to use the water and just kind of wipe the blood off of it. And just kind of get a better look at it now that it's a little calmer.
Okay. So the box is probably like 4 inches wide and maybe 3 inches deep. It's like 2 playing card decks stacked on top of each other, side by side. I guess that would be 4 playing card decks altogether, but.
And so it doesn't have any like hinges or obvious latches or anything.
No, it certainly does. So the front of it has a small clasp, and it looks like you could put a small lock on it if you wanted to. So it's like a jewelry box lock, and it does have 2 small hinges in the back.
I will try to pop it open.
Okay, as you try to open it, you realize that it won't budge. It's not going to open for you. The little latch comes up, and it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with it. It's not locked. It just won't open.
Do I have one of my shurikens on me?
Sure.
Can I stick the edge of that in the opening to the lid and just try to pry it slightly?
I mean, you can try anything. Roll strength.
I can do that. 34 out of 45, so that is regular success.
Okay. You apply all of your strength, and you cannot seem to get it to open. It's almost like you don't see a space where the shuriken would actually be able to like jam in there far enough to get enough leverage.
I'm just going to set the shuriken and this box just on the countertop.
Okay.
And I believe there's newspapers and magazines nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go and grab one of those and see maybe a date or an address or something to indicate where I'm at?
Absolutely. So there's not an address on there specifically, but you do see a date, and you notice that the date is there's like several papers there from spring. So everywhere from like maybe February all the way into May of 1986.
And is that different from whence I came?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. You would say that that's a good rollback.
That's curious.
As you say that's curious and you take another look around the room, you notice that the mirrored box is missing from the counter.
The shuriken's still sitting there, though?
It is.
I will quickly grab the shuriken and look around, thinking I maybe knocked it into the sink or off the counter.
You did not. You don't seem to see it anywhere. You can roll spot hidden.
Yeah, let me do that. Ooh, 19 out of 64, so that's a hard success.
Okay, you see it sitting on top of this small mini fridge.
How far away?
Maybe 5 or 6 steps from you.
I'm going to quickly look around to see if there's anyone else in the room.
With your current spot hidden roll, you don't see or notice anyone.
Are there windows in this house?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also going to just kind of like peek out a window and, you know, dart my eyes left and right just to see, because it just seems really odd that it moved and there's no one else here.
Yeah, you don't seem to see anyone. There's a lot of like breeziness around the river that you were in, but not necessarily people.
I'm going to pick it up off the mini fridge. I'm going to go stick it under some magazines in the corner.
Okay. Are you trying to hide it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to do?
How hungry am I? Because I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I got bitten by an alligator, or maybe bit the alligator back, but I don't know.
So you were lying in a pool of blood, so there is plenty of opportunity for you to satiate yourself.
Okay.
You don't necessarily feel hungry.
I would like to just kind of walk around the property. Is there any vehicle or, you know, any kind of conveyance at all?
You see a three-wheeler and an old golf cart. You also see what looks to be like a super old, like maybe a 1960s model Ford pickup truck, but it's very rusted. But you don't necessarily see anything like that you know is running.
All right. I will drag Jude over to the river and toss him in.
Roll strength.
Sure thing. Oh, damn. Rolling good. 25 out of 45.
Okay. Yeah. You throw Jude into the river. And he floats down the middle.
All right, so with that, I think I'm going to grab another glass of water and just sit in the darkened house until the pounding kind of goes away.
As you do this and you walk back into the house, There's a small, like, plaid sofa there. It does look to be pretty grimy. Perhaps Jude was using this as a bed and, you know, where he sits. So it's really, really well used. As you're sitting there sipping on your glass of water, you see in on this, like, a makeshift coffee table of egg crates, the mirrored box. Edward.
Oh, shit.
You are floating up in the sky with the Keeper of Lost Things. And she is showing you all of the stars in the sky as these pinpoints for where you want to go and find your friend. Pick one, she says.
Anyone? Like, how are we supposed to find him?
Well, we go to each one individually, I suppose.
I just feel like that's gonna take too much time. There's gotta be some way to pinpoint where he is.
Perhaps you could ask your friends to help you.
Yeah, I mean... This...
I can go, but I don't know which one is the one you want.
Is there any way... Is there any powers that I may possess that can help me in this situation?
Not on your own.
Okay. So, do I have to go back and, you know, bring them here, or can you just bring them to me?
The lighters or your friends?
No. My friends. Wait, why? Does the lighter help me find him?
I wasn't sure. I was just clarifying.
Do you mind if I see it?
The lighter?
Yes.
Yes, I could just go pick one up.
No.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
And the keeper is gone as she lets go of your hand. Edward, high or low for favorable results?
Always high.
Okay. Watley, you feel something reach into your pocket, and then it's completely gone. So let me know what you do with that information.
I will immediately swat at that pocket, trying to grab a hand or whatever just touched me.
Yeah, you don't feel anything, but you do notice that your lighter is missing. Edward. Here's this lighter that I just went into a random place and found it, so here you go. And she tosses the lighter toward you.
Do I recognize it to be Watley's lighter?
Yeah, in fact, it brings back a certain memory of the first time he tried to hypnotize you with it. So, yeah, you certainly recognize it.
Wait, Ezra, where did you get this lighter?
I just picked a star and I went to it. As you can see, now the star is gone and here it is.
Wait, which star? Why is it gone?
Well, because now we're holding it.
So we're holding the star, which is the lighter, to which where Watley is?
Yes.
And how can we use this information to get us to Watley?
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Oh, well, I thought you just wanted the lighter.
Ezra! What are you talking about? I asked for the lighter so we could find Watley! We're looking for Watley. Why else would I have asked for this lighter? To illuminate the sky that we're in?
Perhaps a memento of a long-lost love. I've seen many of people lose things important to them. I myself lost a very important pocket watch once.
That's no matter. How do we get back to where you were? Where did this lighter come from?
Well, I couldn't tell you exactly. I just went there, and all I can say is that it smelled like paint thinner.
Paint thinner? What? How? I don't even know how to process that. What is...
Perhaps he's taken up another life as a graffiti artist or some such. I have no idea.
I focus on the lighter. Does it give me anything energy-wise?
No, it's just a lighter.
I think we need to go back, and I might need help. Because, unfortunately, as amazing as you are, we're really not getting anywhere, and I just don't think going from star to star is the solution. I feel like it's going to take an extremely long time.
Okay. Well, you asked for my help. She begins floating down and pulling you.
Okay.
You asked for my help, and I just don't know what you wanted me to do. You asked me to get the lighter, and so I did such a thing. And
how about this? Get Whatley. Can you get me Whatley?
No, oh. I've already told you I can't get Whatley.
Well, you got the lighter. I mean...
All right, I need to tell you something. And as you walk into the library, she says there's a difference between an object and a person. You see, an object, a person can move it, but it's just there, sitting in time, waiting for another entity to come and move it along. Now, it could degrade over time, but that's time's... Oh, I never interfere with time itself. But... an object will remain there until an entity such as myself or you or a toddler or a robber or someone comes along and moves things. Now, I can't control the human part or the godly part or the magic part. I can only see the objects.
But what you're telling me is you're able to locate these objects regardless of where they're moved. In whatever time or
That's
space
right.
they're in.
Well, they have to be lost.
Got it. Okay.
I can't just go and take things willy-nilly. I'm not that type of person. Oh, I see that you have put things away. Thank you, Maxwell.
Max runs by. Yeah, no problem, mate! He's just like running after another, St. Paxton citizen. What I tell you about the Huey, Dewey, and Louie decimal system, okay? You gotta stack it on top of the bookshelf so she can't reach it, because that's got words in there that this young lady right here, he motions towards Ezra, this young lady, the vowel words in that book. You gotta keep them out of reach. She shouldn't be learning those words. And he just continues to run after people.
Edward, you're kind. You're back already?
We gave up the mission.
We didn't give up.
We couldn't do it.
I feel like I might have been misled. I thought that we could find him, but unfortunately I think I might need more help than I realized.
I mean, let us know what you need. We're here for you.
Max will walk back in. Yeah, gosh, that seems kind of hard. I mean, the only people I know that have hopped universes are my evil dead dad and Clem. Why don't you ask Clem?
That's actually a good idea. Wow. Max, that's great. I really appreciate that.
Oh, speaking of my evil dead dad, hey, Ezra, did you ever find all that stuff that I asked you to find of his?
I don't remember what you've asked me for, but if you'll write it down on this sheet of paper, I'll be happy to find it for you. What did you ask her for?
I just said anything that Darius might have left behind.
That's right.
I just expected like a bunch of books or something like that with like information,
okay.
Like secret info or something like that, or perhaps a magic object or an item of such, perhaps. I don't know. Just anything you left behind.
Okay.
Something like that.
Great. Yeah. Perfect. We'll get back to you on that. All right, coming back to the story now.
So, Clara, have you seen Clem around?
Has she been around?
No, of course not. No. No one's seen hide nor hair nor cute waggling tail of Clem.
She hasn't been around. We can try to reach out to her in our minds.
And I've done that before, right?
Oh, yeah. You're able to do it, no problem.
Okay, it's been a couple of weeks, guys. Leave me alone.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You can do it, baby.
God, Clara, thank you. I'm out of sorts. Watley being gone and everything that's been going on, I just haven't been thinking straight.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's okay.
And I will kind of turn around and I will start inwardly focusing in on Clem to see if I could make a connection with her.
Yeah, totally. You get into this space where your mind should be linking with Clem. And you not only don't feel her, you feel the hole in the psyche where she should be. It's not just that she's missing, it's that she's absolutely missing from the island, from your presence, and you cannot reach out to her.
Clara, can you try to see if you could reach her? I can't get a hold of her.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And I will also try to reach her in my mind.
Yeah, you both do those things. And while you are actively meditating on Clem and trying to find her in your psyche, the Keeper of Lost Things rolls up to Max and says, "Oh, here you go. I found this small device that your shitbag father left for you."
Oh, thank you very much.
And it looks like a 3DS, kind of. So, like a little bitty mini computer. But yeah, you can flip that up and see what you got there. And you see a video feed of a woman lying on the ground. And you can see coordinates of her. And you can roll intelligence to kind of pull things together and make sense of this.
My God. As my brain puts it together, my brain's first instinct is like, God, I knew Darius was evil, but like, come on, man. This is not the kind of stuff you want to be watching, okay? You gotta, what is going on here? That is a 32 hard success.
Great. Yeah, you're able to recognize that this is his Clem tracker. This is how he knows where she's at. She is off island. She is banished to one of these realms in which Watley banished all of the other bad things on the island.
Hey, Rosie. Sorry to interrupt your moment of zen.
Oh, sorry. What?
Hmm? No, I found her. And I turn the screen towards them.
Wait, what? What is that?
So this looks like Darius had, because, you know, hey, my dad, real big creep, right? Looks like he had a special device made to know where Clem was at all time. And
there she is.
The coordinates say here, well, that's not on the island. So I think your buddy Watley, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Well, maybe she left. Maybe she had something she had to go to somebody.
No,
she had to go help.
Let Max speak. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. Everything he considered bad, he kicked off the island, right?
Yeah, everything bad.
Everything he thought of as bad, Edward. What are you trying to insinuate? Well, he was certainly not of Clem descent, and Clem did not exactly enjoy his presence.
What?
So he might have just repaid it in kind.
No. Okay, hold on. What Watley did was self-sacrifice. He sacrificed himself for us and the people on this island to get rid of everything that was bad and horrible.
Yeah, but that
Clem was not bad or horrible.
To you, you got to understand here that Whatley, though you put him on this pedestal, buddy, he's just the same as you and me. He's just as petty as any other person on this island. Not a fan of y'all's what's-a-what's. I don't even want to know how you're related, but yeah.
You watch as Clem transforms from this woman-like figure on the floor, kind of curled up in the fetal position, into what looks like kind of a mixed breed dog, maybe like a medium-sized dog, and she starts walking with this collar on. And you think that that might be what's actually being tracked, is this little collar. And you see that she's in a subway in a very, very busy city. And she starts weaving in and out of all of the people there. And she finds this little, what are they called? Buskers that are out playing guitar and stuff, you know. And so she goes over, noses over to this person and just kind of ingratiates herself to that person. And they seem to be enjoying her company.
She makes friends fast. Look at her go.
I'm sure she's fine. I think maybe we need to find Whatley and just ask him before we jump to conclusions, right?
Sure.
But like, we need to find Clem to find Whatley. Look, let's just put a pin in this, all right, Max? Like, I know you have an issue with Whatley and me, and it doesn't matter, okay? Look, what's important is that we find Clem and we find Whatley.
I don't see why we need to do that. And I close the device and kind of put it in a pocket. Why do we need to do that?
Okay, so why do we need to find Clem in order to find Whatley, though?
Didn't we just talk with Ezra about this? I need help finding Whatley, and I think Clem is the solution.
Okay, I mean, but, like, we're here. We can do what we can to help you. Like, what do you need? What do we have to go on so far?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Okay. So when Ezra and I, when we went into, I actually don't know how to explain it, wherever we were, there were 1,000 points of destinations, all possibilities of where Whatley could have gone, and possibly everything else that he banished from this island could be on any of these focal points. But we have no way of knowing which of these locations he's in. And unfortunately, Ezra, with the amazing powers that she has, she can only find lost things and not so much lost people. And I just think that maybe, you know, with Clem and her powers and her connections, we might be able to ask her for support. But, you know, I mean, look, you're, okay. Yeah, maybe you can, do you have anything you can use with your powers?
Not off the top of my head, but, Max, do you have Bellamy's abilities?
I mean, I can.
She could, like, divination kind of things, right? Like, she had, like, her tarot cards and,
this,
like,
is true.
Maybe you can help.
Last few times I tried, you know, I had some, like, rocks in my bag here. I tried, like, throwing them down. Didn't really work out too well, but I had the inclination to do so. But
well, and you're a rock guy, right?
Like, exactly.
So,
hey, see, yes, thank you, Rosie. I just need to ask, why do we need to find Whatley?
So I just wanted to say, I've been listening to everything here in the corner, and I really appreciate that we put some time and effort into developing a young adult section that has a lot of comic books and beanbag chairs. I think that's super good and a really great way to treat the community. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I put a bird out and found Whatley for you if you needed him. So,
wait,
there's that.
What? Oh.
I'm in the middle of my comics, though.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean you found Whatley? Where is he?
I thought that that's what you wanted. He crossed out of the nexus of the Forgotten, and then because that's where you were with her, and then yeah. So basically, I've got like a link there, so he's fine.
That's great. Can you take me there?
Oh God, no, that would absolutely turn you in. You know what happens when you're like just walking around in nature and suddenly a bird poops on you?
No.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's just what would happen to you, is that you would be bird poop.
Ooh.
I think.
I
could try. Do you want me to try it?
So wait, what you're saying is if you were to take me on this path, I would become the excrement of birds.
Listen, I'm not saying it absolutely is going to happen, but yeah, maybe.
So then this doesn't really help me at all.
Excuse me, I could pass a message.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's actually great, yeah. What is it that I want to say?
Yeah, just tell me what you want to say, and then I'll go say it. And then if he has a message back, then I'll tell that bird to tell this bird me.
Okay. Can you just let him know that I'm looking for him? And I won't stop.
Got it.
Oh, I wasn't done.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Is there like...
looking for...
is there an amount of words? Like, is it like limited?
I'd really appreciate like, a tweet? Like an old school tweet
okay.
size. Okay,
so 140 characters, got it.
Or less.
Okay. Can you tell him that I'm looking for him and I won't stop until I find him? That's it. That's the end of the message. Are you writing it down and counting the characters right now, Nighthawk? Did I hit the threshold?
No. Oh, of course not. Oh, okay. This is good. I'm just writing it down so that I can remember. Because, you know, when you write things down, you remember better.
That's right.
So, and because I've got to go through the Nexus of the Forgotten into a different time altogether, into a different space, and into a different organism. Mm. It's actually a lot. So it's 140 characters. But, like, imagine that through bird.
Got it.
Okay, bye. Watley.
Several hours have passed and you open your eyes and it is dusk. You see that the lights in the cabin are still on. There's a gentle hum from the deep freeze. Roll spot hidden.
67, which is not a success. I'll use 3 points of luck to make it a success.
Okay. Are you going to get up and do anything? Or are you just going to sit there on that couch?
No, I mean, I was just kind of waiting for the hangover to subside. But that deep freeze humming did kind of remind me. What's in there?
Okay, yeah, so the mirrored box is sitting on top of it.
I'll reach again to my pocket where I keep my lighter just to confirm that it is still missing.
It is still missing.
This is getting really weird. I go and pick up the mirrored box.
Okay.
I'm going to put it under the cushion of that chair.
Okay.
So after I securely just put that under that cushion, I'm going to go see if I can open this deep freeze.
The deep freeze has the mirrored box on top of it again.
I take a quick step back, like unsure of my footing, and look back at the chair. I rush over and pick up the cushion.
It's under the cushion.
And I look back at the mirror, at the deep freeze.
It's not there. It's under the cushion.
I pick it up. My hand is shaking. I go outside and I throw it as far as I can into the river.
Okay. What do you do next?
I'm just going to kind of stand there and I'm just breathing heavy. Just kind of calm down. Okay. Okay. I'll just go see what's in that freezer. That's fine. And I will walk back into the house to the freezer.
Okay. You go to the freezer. And you open it?
Yes.
When you open the freezer, inside this big cloud of fog comes up. And as it starts to dissipate in the warm room, you see the mirrored box. But all around it are these small frozen birds. And as they get warmer, because you've opened the box, they start to twitch and move. And their wings start flapping. And then hundreds of birds just start coming out of the freezer, flying in front of your face. And you just hear them saying,
"I'm looking for you, and I won't stop until I find you."
And that's where we're going to call it.
Yes! Oh. Yes! Right!
Wow.
Yes!
Wow. How horrifying was that like?
So was that a freezer tweet?
Oh my god.
It was a fleet.
Oh my god. The last fleet. No. Now if it was a fleet, there would have been nudes in that thing. I don't know. If it was a fleet, like you would have been like, actually, Nighthawk, could you deliver this envelope to Watley? Don't open the envelope. Your young eyes aren't allowed to see this. But just make sure he gets the envelope.
Oh,
that was that rocked.
That's why I wrote it down, Fred.
Oh boy.
I wanted exactly what you said.
That was good.
Oh boy.
Wow.
I don't need to make up a story. You guys are doing it all on your own. it's gonna be a short ep, but that was too good not to use as the final.
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was excellent. So if you are interested in learning more about the show, when we tweet once a week to tell you that the episode has dropped, you can find us on Twitter. But the best way for you to actually help people know more about this podcast is to tell your friends. And say, mm-hmm. You would be into this. I know you. You would be so into this. And now that you have to commute to work, maybe it's a great time to hop on. Those words exactly. So yeah, follow us on Twitter or wherever else you want to follow us. @ St. Paxton Podcast.
There it is.
Yeah. I'm going to get there. Don't even worry about it.
It's suspenseful. I loved it.
You can find me on Twitter @ Ben Stonick. That's BenStonick.
And you can find me @ I Think I'm Fred.
I am @ One Gaming Lane.
You can find me @ Starlit Firefly.
And I'm @ Typical Veronica. And the best way to support the show, in addition to telling your friends, to putting it on their podcatcher, to making them subscribe, mm-hmm. to conning them into it, is to go to our Patreon at St. Paxton Podcast. And yeah, if you go to our Twitter, our Patreon is right there. And if you do that, you're going to be able to listen to our Take A. So this is the worst outro I've ever done on any podcast I've ever made. And I've been podcasting for 8 fucking years. So
the episode ending was just too good.
Great ending.
Like, you can't follow that.
Long outro. Listen,
yes. Even I can't follow that ending.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.